thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, The Word for Today.
Paul, in writing to the church in Galatia, in Galatians 6:9, says, "We shall reap if we do not lose heart." Don't allow what you can't do to interfere with what you can do. Boxing manager Customato said, "The hero and the coward both feel the same fear, but the hero uses his fear and projects it onto his opponent, while the coward runs. It's the same fear. It's what you do with it that matters." Most negative emotions can be converted into something positive to help us get further in life. Are you afraid of poverty? Convert it into a work ethic. Are you afraid of greediness? Convert it into generosity. Are you afraid of rejection? Convert it into the ability to connect with people. Are you afraid of insignificance? Convert it to the service of others. As economist Roger Babson remarked, "If things go wrong, don't go with them. Instead, seek a new way to do it." You can turn your life around by taking the thing that once created fear and using that energy to do something worthwhile. There are many things in life you can't control, and there's no good reason to worry about those things. Writer Harold Stevens said, "There's a great difference between worry and concern. A worried person sees a problem, a concerned person solves a problem." How can you become a problem solver? By focusing on the things you can control. And the first one is your attitude. Remember, what happens to you isn't nearly as important as what happens in you. The second is your calendar. You may not be able to control today's circumstances, but you can do your best to plan the time you have. Most of us fear the future because we don't prepare for it. There's a word of encouragement from Vision's The Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.